the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's talk about Robert Kennedy Jr. and his confirmation hearing at the Senate. But before we hear from Marion McKeown, our woman in the United States, let's just hear a clip of some of the video released last night by his cousin, Caroline Kennedy.
He lacks any relevant government, financial, management, or medical experience. His views on vaccines are dangerous and willfully misinformed. These facts alone should be disqualifying. But he has personal qualities related to this job, which for me pose even greater concern. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator. He's always been charismatic, able to attract others through the strength of his personality, his willingness to take risks and break the rules. I watch his younger brothers and cousins follow him down the path of drug addiction. His basement, his garage, his dorm room were always the center of the action, where drugs were available, and he enjoyed showing off how he put baby chickens and mice in a blender to feed to his hawks. It was often a perverse scene of despair and violence. That was a long time ago, and people can change. Through his own strength and the many second chances he was given by people who felt sorry for the boy who lost his father, Bobby was able to pull himself out of illness and disease. I admire the discipline that took and the continuing commitment it requires. But siblings and cousins who Bobby encouraged down the path of substance abuse suffered addiction, illness, and death, while Bobby has gone on to misrepresent, lie, and cheat his way through life.
Misrepresent, lie, and cheat his way through life. Marion McKeown, tell us, how is Caroline Kennedy qualified to make that assessment of Robert?
Well, you know, this letter is, I think, devastating for the Kennedy family. It should be devastating for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s chances of being nominated, but it won't be. All these Kennedys, I spoke with a long-term friend of the Kennedy family last night, and I said, God, I wouldn't want to be at their Thanksgiving this year. And this friend, who has known Caroline Kennedy and the family for decades, said, I can tell you, she did not write that letter and record that video without the approval of the, I think there are 25 surviving cousins, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s brothers and sisters. She said the entire family is appalled and sickened by him, and they are really concerned, in particular because Ted Kennedy, universal healthcare was his passion. Healthcare for Americans was his passion. He dedicated most of the latter part of his Senate career to it and was hugely instrumental in getting the Affordable Care Act passed and all of the rest of it. And they see him as a charlatan. They think he has hijacked the Kennedy name. And it's not even so much that he has crossed the aisle to be with Trump. They just think that he is somebody who has brought nothing but disgrace to the family. There's a lot of tensions in the Kennedy family. But this, as I say, close friend of the family said that she is pretty sure that they're all on board with this, or if not all of them, then absolutely the vast majority.
Now, he's known as an anti-vaxxer, rightly or wrongly, and we'll talk about that in a moment once we've heard another couple of clips. The first one is in relation to COVID vaccines, and this is an exchange between Senator Ron Wyden and Kennedy about Kennedy's opposition to vaccines. The disturbance at the end of this clip was one of many that peppered the hearing that's been going on so far. One point about his claim about children and COVID in this clip being particularly important. Remember that in 2023, 81 young people between the ages of 5 and 19 died of COVID, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Let's hear this.
You have a history of trying to take vaccines away from people. In May of 2021, you petitioned the Food and Drug Administration to not only block Americans from having access to the COVID vaccine, but to prevent any future access to the life-saving vaccine. Are you denying that? Your name is on the petition.
We brought that petition after CDC recommended the COVID vaccine without any scientific basis for six-year-old children. Most experts agree today, even the people who did it back then, that COVID vaccines are inappropriate for six-year-old children, who basically have a zero risk from COVID. That's why I brought that lawsuit. I don't want to. I want to emphasize
Mr. Kennedy, the facts. The facts.
Okay, and let's hear another one. This is over the measles vaccine. Same two men.
It's time to make sure that we blow the whistle on actually what your views are. At least we're starting.
We need to move
Senator,
on.
I support the measles vaccine. I support the polio vaccine. I will do nothing as HHS secretary that makes it difficult or discourages people from taking either of those
anybody
vaccines.
Who believes that ought to look at the measles book you wrote saying parents have been misled into believing that measles is a deadly disease. That's not true.
Tell us more, Marion.
Well, you know, I mean, it's astonishing. And I think we went on to hear some of Robert F. Kennedy. Look, there are certain things he says that make sense, and it makes him very compelling to a lot of Americans. He speaks about the appalling obesity epidemic in America. He speaks about the big pharma and big ag and all the additives in food, he's absolutely right on the use of pesticides. He claims they're responsible for a number of things that haven't been scientifically proven, but there's certainly a cause for concern. So I would say there is a significant portion of what he advocates on that is appealing to Americans, and on a very basic level it makes sense. But most of his other stuff is just appalling and dangerous. And things like, I think Michael Bennett raised it, where he claimed that Lyme disease was engineered militarily as a bioweapon.
I think we'll get to that in a second, but I just want to stick to the vaccines issue, because at least it does appear there, despite what he may have said in the past about measles not being deadly, and we know that it is, that at least he's rowing back on being anti-vax when it comes to measles, which is so important, against polio, which is so important, because arguably the greatest medical breakthrough of the 20th century was the polio vaccine. It mightn't actually be known by many people living in America or around the world at the moment, but that was a disease that killed millions and millions, or left people crippled for life. And that vaccine in itself might have done more than nearly anything else to save lives.
Absolutely. And he's on the record as saying that the polio vaccine killed more people than it saved.
Which is utterly wrong.
Absolutely, completely wrong. He claims it causes cancer with no scientific evidence to support that. So it is, I mean, these hearings, honestly, I thought they would be more fiery. There were certainly some heated moments. Elizabeth Warren made him very uncomfortable when she pointed out that he is accepting commission from a law firm. He's basically one of those, you know, like Better Call Saul shills. He does a TV ad saying, go to this law firm if you want to sue for whatever. It's to do with the HPV vaccine. And he gets 10% for every case. He's made $2.5 million so far. She asked him, was he going to give that up? Was he going to stop that kind of thing, making money? And he got really uncomfortable. But even the fact, the cynicism of that. So as I say, he has some common sense ideas about food and healthy eating mixed in with a lot of extremely dangerous things. The other thing I'm amazed at is he admitted he was a heroin addict for 14 years. Caroline Kennedy, his cousin, made scathing remarks in that letter about how he led his other cousins and family down the road of addiction, and she said death. Nobody has asked him about addiction, how he would deal with America's massive opioid addiction problem and its other addiction problems. He's getting, there have been a couple of Democrats who have been pretty tough with him about his anti-vax comments, and he's sort of evaded most of those. But what strikes me, Matt, is how like Donald Trump he sounds in these hearings, the way he slides around answers. And he has said, I counted half a dozen times so far, the hearings are ongoing, that he basically said, I alone can fix it. I'm the only person who can do this. I'm the only person who's qualified to do this. I'm the only person who, you know, and that sort of mixture of ego and arrogance, there's quite a similarity there.
Let's hear a little bit more. You mentioned Senator Michael Bennett, and this is where he asked Kennedy about some of his past statements.
That COVID-19 was a genetically engineered bioweapon that targets black and white people but spared Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people.
I didn't say it was deliberately targeted. I just quoted an NIH-funded, an NIH-published study.
Did you say that it targets black and white people but spared Ashkenazi Jews?
I quoted a study, Your Honor. Okay. I quoted NIH study that showed that.
I'll take that as a yes. I have to move on, Mr. I have to move on. Did you say Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapons.
I probably did say that.
Did you say that?
And that's what the developer of
I want all of our colleagues to hear it, Mr. Kennedy. I want them to hear it. You said yes. Did you say that exposure to pesticides causes children to become transgender?
No, I never said that.
Okay, I have the record that I'll give to the chairman, and he can make his judgment about what you said. Did you write in your book, and it's undeniable, that African AIDS is an entirely different disease from Western AIDS? Yes or no, Mr. Kennedy?
I'm not sure if I made that.
Okay, I'll give it to the chairman, Mr. Kennedy, and the...
Maybe he didn't write his own book, Marion.
Well, you know, interestingly, on the transgender thing, I covered many of his campaign events. And I asked him several questions directly during his campaign to become president. I heard him say that pesticides cause transgenderism. He did say that. He said it at his campaign events.
You know, you're a witness again, to it. You have heard him in front of you say it.
Yes, I've heard him say it, and you know, and a number of other things as well. Now, I think one of the things that is really, he's really slippery on is abortion. He's been asked repeatedly about reproductive rights and abortion rights, and it's very clear from what he's saying, this drug mifepristone, which is a drug that is posted out in the mail to women, they're allowed to take it. It's up to 12 weeks of pregnancy if they want to terminate an abortion. Trump wants to end that, and also, which would affect effectively end access to abortion for a lot of women in America. He was previously, during his campaign, virulently pro-choice and said that government should stay out of women's health. I heard him say that as well several times. And now he's coming up with these Republican coach lines that every abortion is a tragedy and that America can't call itself a moral country while it has the number of abortions it has every year. Now, that is a viewpoint that anybody is entitled to. Everybody's entitled to their own viewpoint on abortion. But he changed his diametrically, like he came full circle on this. And at the moment, he seems like a candidate who will say whatever it takes to get confirmed. However, there was one Republican there who is a doctor, Bill Cassidy, who really grilled him on Medicaid and Medicare. And it was clear that Kennedy just did not know what he was talking about. And he seemed sceptical.
Thank you, Marion McKeown.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.